In a world obsessed with more features, bigger teams, and endless funding rounds, a small Chicago-based company called 37 Signals dared to suggest the opposite path. Their manifesto, Getting Real, sparked a revolution in web application development that continues to influence how we build software today. The core message? Less is actually more. Instead of chasing feature parity with competitors or trying to please everyone, focus on building half a product rather than a half-assed product. This philosophy isn't just about cutting features, it's about creating something focused and exceptional at solving specific problems. When Basecamp was first developed, the team wasn't trying to build the ultimate project management tool, they were solving their own communication problems with clients. This authentic problem-solving approach created something people genuinely wanted to use, not just another bloated application trying to be everything to everyone. What if your biggest limitations were actually your greatest advantages? Getting Real turns conventional thinking upside down by embracing constraints as creative forces. Limited budget? That forces you to focus on features people will actually pay for rather than nice-to-haves. Small team? Perfect. You'll communicate better and make decisions faster. Tight deadline? Now you'll ruthlessly prioritize what truly matters. The ideal starting team is just three people, a developer, a designer, and someone who can move between both roles. If you can't build your initial version with three people, you're either overcomplicating things or have hired the wrong people. Even geographic separation can become an advantage. 37 Signals operated with team members across different time zones, creating natural periods of uninterrupted work. These constraints aren't obstacles to overcome, they're guardrails that keep you focused on what truly matters. Have you ever used software that felt like it was designed by committee, bloated with features you'll never use? That's what happens when you say yes to everything. Getting Real advocates for a counterintuitive approach. Your default answer to feature requests should be no. Every feature you add is like adopting a child. You'll need to nurture it through design and development, then support it indefinitely. And once added, removing features becomes nearly impossible without upsetting users who've come to rely on them. This creates a one-way ratchet effect, where products inevitably grow more complex over time. Instead of trying to please everyone with endless options, make opinionated software that takes a stand. When customers request features, listen to their underlying problems, but don't necessarily implement their suggested solutions. Often, the best approach is to solve general problems and let users create their own specific solutions. When 37 Signals built TadaWrist, they intentionally omitted task assignment and due dates. Users adapted by creating their own conventions, like adding due April 7 to items, keeping the tool simple while making it infinitely flexible. When you embrace your limitations rather than fighting them, you develop a superpower that bloated organizations can't match, the ability to create elegant solutions with minimal resources. Getting Real flips traditional development by starting with the interface instead of technical specs. To users, the interface is your product, regardless of the code beneath it. Begin with paper sketches. They're quick, cheap, and allow rapid experimentation. From promising sketches, move directly to HTML prototypes that mirror the final product. Design from the epicenter, the screen's essential core element, and work outward. For a blog, the post is the epicenter, not headers or sidebars. Address all three states: regular, with data, blank slate, new users, and errors. Pay special attention to the blank slate, as it's crucial for first impressions. Remember that words, from button labels to error messages, are as vital as visual design. Starting with interface ensures you solve real user problems intuitively. Have you ever been part of a project where more time was spent discussing the work than actually doing it? Getting Real replaces traditional waterfall development with a rapid, iterative approach focused on working software. This isn't about skipping planning, it's about planning through action rather than documentation. Begin by brainstorming high-level ideas about what your product should do. Keep this stage focused on big questions rather than details. Next, sketch rough interface ideas on paper, then immediately create HTML versions of key screens. This gives everyone something real to react to, avoiding abstract discussions. Only after you have working HTML mockups should you begin writing the actual code. Work in small batches, focusing on one feature at a time rather than trying to build the entire application at once. This creates a rhythm of regular victories that maintains momentum. Avoid creating dead documents that don't transform into something real. If a wireframe won't become the actual design, don't bother creating it. Similarly, don't write detailed functional specifications. They create only an illusion of agreement while forcing decisions to be made when you have the least information. Instead, write brief stories in conversational language that explain features from a human perspective. The key is maintaining momentum by constantly producing working software rather than documentation. The best code is code you don't write. More code creates exponential complexity through cascading interdependencies, potentially creating a big ball of mud. The solution is less software, fewer features, and less code. Rather than solving complex problems with extensive software, reframe them as simpler problems requiring minimal code. Achieving 80% of results with 20% of effort is a win. When selecting tools, prioritize developer happiness over pure technical performance. Getting real extends beyond software into business philosophy. Bootstrap first. Outside funding should be plan B. Self-funding maintains control and quality focus. Market through education. Share knowledge via blogs, talks, and books. Build honest customer relationships with easy sign-up and cancellation, transparent month-to-month billing, and developer-handled support. This approach, emphasizing independence, honesty, and human connection, creates sustainable companies that customers genuinely love. Getting real transforms both product development and the work experience itself. Traditional software development often feels like drudgery. Endless meetings, unused documentation, and unnecessary features. Getting real offers a simpler path. Work should be enjoyable. By eliminating waste, you create space for people to do their best work and take pride in their creation. The approach democratizes development through small teams, bootstrap funding, and focused products. You don't need venture capital or a large team, just a real problem to solve and the discipline to focus on what matters. Getting real reconnects developers with their purpose, solving real problems for real people. It's about building better software and a better way to work. Small teams can compete with industry giants by embracing constraints, focusing on interfaces, avoiding unnecessary documentation, writing less code, and building human-centered businesses. The path to greatness isn't through more, it's through less, applied with purpose. Getting real presents a business philosophy that extends beyond coding, rejecting conventional wisdom for a more authentic, human-centered approach. Bootstrap rather than seeking outside investment to maintain control and focus on quality. Today's low costs and free open-source software make minimal startup capital possible. Market through education, not promotion. Share knowledge through blogs, speaking, and books. When 37 Signals published design articles and open-sourced Ruby on Rails, they built reputation and attracted like-minded customers. Keep customer relationships honest. Use clear sign-up buttons, short forms, and easy cancellation. Let customers export their data freely to build trust. Avoid manipulative practices like long-term contracts. Have developers handle support emails directly. This improves customer experience and keeps developers connected to user needs. Maintain a human voice throughout. Treat your product as a person with distinct traits guiding copy, design, and features. This focus on independence, honesty, education, and human connection creates sustainable companies customers love rather than tolerate. The revolution isn't just about better software, it's about building a better way to work, replacing bureaucracy and burnout with passion and purpose.